at 102.1 FM, this is WMUK. Climate change's many harms often hit minority communities the hardest, yet studying global warming can be a lonely experience for students of color in courses that are sometimes very white. But as WMUK's Savilla Mann reports, one course that just wrapped up at Western Michigan University took a different direction.
Western student George Seahorn has a thinker's interest in nature.
Natural disasters, you know, harmony after disasters, the peace after a rainstorm or the calm after a blizzard.
Seahorn is a senior who's majoring in philosophy, and he also has a passion for African American studies.
It gives me some sort of hope on my origins, because eventually I'm going to figure it out.
He was picking out classes for the fall.
And I saw African American studies, climate change. I said, I'm not a real big science guy, but the fact that African American studies and climate change together, I need to know what this is about.
That is exactly the reaction Deirdre Courtney was hoping for. Courtney's studying climate change at Western. She's working on her PhD. She proposed and taught the class that got Seahorn's attention. Courtney says when she was an undergrad taking environmental studies and science courses at Western, she noticed something, even in big sections with lots of students.
I would say that I probably was like one or two or a handful of African Americans in the class, and it wasn't really that many. Like, you know, to be honest, I might be the only African American in some of my courses.
Courtney and I spoke early in the semester as the class got underway. 10 students had enrolled. Her impression was that 7 were Black, a solid majority. They came from fields as varied as music and criminal justice. Courtney says she planned to start the course with how the warming of the planet is changing society.
And then we'll focus on more of like nature and African Americans and their place in space and nature. And then the third part will delve more into like the environmental justice movement.
Courtney says teaching and organizing have taught her that it's most effective to meet people, as she says, where they are.
And that's, you know, where I think that Western could do a better job. It's like going to where the students are.
Western professor Denise Keel agrees. She's a co-founder of the school's climate studies minor. She says some of Western's climate courses have attracted a diverse group of students, but others, especially in the hard sciences, have skewed white. Keel says this is a moment of reckoning at many institutions, including Western.
We are all really waking up to focus on not just that systematic racism exists, but how are we going to incentivize and change within our own world? And that world for us is our climate change education.
Keel says the climate program is talking with Western's Lewis Walker Institute, which focuses on race. Together, they may create a course on climate justice. And some students are working to gauge interest in the program among Latinx students. They're asking questions.
You know, why are certain populations either not finding our climate change studies minor? What are we not offering that makes it look like it's something they could be interested in?
Keel says she hopes to add Courtney's class to the permanent catalog. And she says Courtney's working on a second course on women, migrants, and climate change. Courtney says she hopes her class on African Americans and the climate inspires students to act. And it did in the case of philosophy student George Seahorn. On a windy day last month, Seahorn and a handful of other students gathered by Western's flagpoles. Seahorn was hosting a recycling drive, a competition, inspired by what the class had taught him about plastic waste.
I'm gonna go through this one first.
He sorts through each bag of bottles and cans, rejecting a few items.
Like this can't be recycled because it had chemicals in it.
Junior Ophelia Williams' entry takes third place. Seahorn has told her about Courtney's class, and Williams says she's definitely interested in signing up.
I took an African American studies class one time and I loved it. And I don't really know much about African Americans and climate change, so I feel like it would definitely be something that I'd be interested in just to get more knowledge about it so I can help the community more.
For WMUK, I'm Savilla Mann.